What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years strong, and to also, you know, validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. So today's episode is going to be about the discard phase from a toxic relationship, being discarded. So first of all, if you view it as being discarded, it gives the other person the power. You were not discarded. I'm good at reframing stuff. So were you discarded or were you set free? Were you discarded? Were you gotten rid of, or were you set free? Because getting set free and being discarded, there is a big discernible difference between the two. Being set free means that you are free to roam the earth. Like which airline was it? I think it was Southeast. Southeast Airlines. After 9/11, there's like you're free to move about the country. They set us free to move about the country after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. You know. They said, you are free to move about the country. They didn't shut it down. You are free to move about the country. You are free to move about your life. Or when you discard it, when you get discarded, the pain, it's like you are not enough. Discard means you are not enough. That means like it sounds like trash. It literally sounds like you're throwing something away. You're getting rid of something. You're balling it up, shooting it into the trash can and saying Kobe. Like you, that's like your narcissistic ex took you, balled your relationship up, threw you into the trash can and just like, you know how to go. Balled you into the trash can and shot it like Kobe, right into the trash can. They did not Kobe your relationship. So were you discarded, thrown into the trash? No, 2 points. Or were you set free? Because set free gives you more power, y'all. And being set free means you realize that the relationship was coming to an end anyway, and you get to move about your life. You get to go on with your life with no worries, with the closure that you need, because closure is something that you give yourself. You don't need them to give you closure. The breakup, the setting free was the closure. Okay, I'm released. Let me go do me. I'm released. Let me go do me. You're free. You're free to move about the country, Southwest. You know what I mean? Now you can do what you want to do. But like I said, if you discard it, it's just like different. You start to wonder what was wrong. You know what I mean? What was wrong? Why wasn't I good enough? You asking for closure. You're begging, pleading, crying for closure. You're crying for that person back. You're begging for that person back. Begging, pleading, needing, wanting, crying, all the above, y'all. You just can't breathe. You can't move. You can't do anything. Like, you are hurting. The pain is unbearable. You know what I mean? Now you need it back. That's discard. Now you need them back. You want them back in your life. Discard. You were not discarded. You were set free. Listen to me. I'm good at this. I'm good at transformative vocabulary. Good, because I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins. You know, Tony Robbins, rethink it, reframe it to give yourself the power back. I know people are gonna ask you, like, why was I discarded? Being discarded or being set free, however you want to view it, being broken up with, however you want to view it. I'm gonna say discard because it's easier than saying being set free. And discard is 2 syllables. Being set free is 4. This just takes longer. Why was I discarded? Huh? Why not? Sometimes narcissistic people get emotionally disconnected really, really quickly. It could be the smallest increment of what it could be the smallest violation of the wild conditions that a narcissist has set forth for you. Like the smallest violation, like you could, you know, they could like your hair straight. You come with it curly, bam, done. You know, they could like dreads and you cut your hair off and now you got a smooth fade, bam, done. Emotional disconnect. Those are simple examples based on physicality and physical appearances. But it could be anything, y'all. You could say the wrong thing. You could tell them something that happened in the past before y'all got together, and boom, love gone. Discard. Disconnect. Narcissists can emotionally disconnect very, very easily from people, y'all. And that's why they discard people. It seems like they got rid of you like you were trash. It seemed like they just threw you away. Don't fall, camera. I just shook my table, y'all. My camera almost fell. But yeah. It's just like I always use the tree example, so when I'm talking about a narcissist and emotional connection, I like to use the example of a tree with roots. So a non-narcissistic person, your tree, your emotional tree has deep roots. you have this connection to that person. You have the connection to, you know, your foundation is strong. Your roots are strong and run deep. You are emotionally invested and connected to this person because your emotional tree runs deep. Whereas a narcissistic person like myself, my emotional tree doesn't, the roots are barely there. You know, one hard wind and the roots are coming up. One insult from you, the roots are coming up. One disrespect from you, the roots are coming up. One word, one violation of the conditions that I have set forth or the narcissist has set forth for their love for you. One violation, the roots come up. The roots are not planted very, very deep, y'all. It's like literally like surface level roots, like weeds. You know, weeds are, I'm not calling narcissists weeds. I know a lot of narcissistic people watch my channel. I'm not calling narcissists weeds, but I know some of y'all will. Y'all like, you're right, Lee, they're weeds. No, the roots just don't go deep. You know, that's a bad example, y'all. They're not weeds. But yeah, the roots just don't go deep. That's why we can pick it up. We can pull up the emotional connection and walk off with it really, really quickly. We can emotionally disconnect from you really, really quickly because our emotional tree roots don't go deep. Yours are so deep, it takes you a while to get over it. It takes you a while to pull up your emotional tree because your roots run so deeply. So that's why it's so hard for you to disconnect from a toxic relationship because your emotional roots have ran so deep. Some of your roots got tangled with ours. You know, we got some of your roots. We were feeding off of you. You know what I mean? We were sharing nutrients through our root connection. But your roots run deeper. You're a big solid oak tree, and we are, you know, a sunflower or something like that with not very deep roots. You know what I mean? Hope y'all got that example though, y'all. But that's typically how it goes though. I'm telling people about this. Like, once the emotions disconnect, they'll try to find somebody. They'll try to find somewhere else to plant their emotional tree. They just will. They'll try to find a different spot, a different place to plant their emotional tree. To whereas you don't, you know. You plant the emotional tree, so whereas you, you get discarded. Your roots are still in the ground, but they're planting their roots elsewhere, connected to somebody else, while you still planted and you want that person back. So you beg, cry, plead. Whereas when you, like I said, that's doing a discard. But if you get set free, that means they help you dig your own. They help you dig the roots up. You take your tree and go on. You're like, okay, I got my tree. I'm gonna plant it somewhere else. You know, thanks for the nutrients. I'm gone. Thanks for you know. Thanks for allowing me to water myself for this long, because I'm gone. Self-love. That's how you water the tree, the emotional tree. Self-love. You have to. So, again, the discard does not have to be discard. It could be set free. But I know everybody's situation is going to be different. Y'all be having kids and stuff like that, and y'all find out they cheating on you with your sister, or they cheating on you with your brother. One of the babies ain't yours, or one of the babies ain't there. It's just so much different. It's literally so many different moving pieces going on for why you could be discarded. It could be nothing, y'all. They could find somebody else. You could be discarded because you're too strong. I don't think people be realizing that. They think only weak people get discarded. You could be discarded because you're too strong. You know what I mean? You could be a strong man, a strong woman, or a strong non-binary person, just a strong person overall. And they'll get rid of you because they want somebody else that's more malleable. Somebody that's not necessarily a weak person, but somebody that's not, you know, maybe a younger person that's not emotionally developed yet. They'll go after somebody that's 18, 19 years old. They can manipulate. You're so mature for your age. You might only be 18, but 18, you talk like you're 30. Well, you're 50, so you would know, wouldn't you? You're 50 years old, so you would know, wouldn't you? Yeah, I would definitely know. I'm old enough to be your grandpa, right? Right. So that works out. They go after people who don't have enough emotional knowledge to realize that they are manipulators and bums. You know, imagine an 18-year-old dating a 50-year-old that didn't have nothing, like a 50-year-old bum. They were just mooching off people. They're typically result from grooming. They've been around them for a while. You know, Mr. Ed, a good man. He's always around me when I grew up. Now, Mr. Ed, your boyfriend. What the hell? Oh, my goodness. That'd be blowing my mind. That's one thing that'd be happening. That's for a different channel right there. That's for I Speak channel. I Speak 1906 and things like that. Or, you know, Consciously. The Consciously be talking about a lot of stuff like that. This is the narcissist channel right here. But narcissists, there's a lot of narcissists. Narcissists are can be emotional groomers too, though, y'all. They just could be emotionally grooming you to take you over. So I say, people, like, you have to stay. Like, the discard phase is a rough phase, y'all. It just 100% is. Like, you can take your power back from that person, though, by, you know, just remaining in your person and not letting that, not attaching all of your self-worth to that person. Because they do not determine how much you are. They do not determine your value to the world. They don't. They just don't. You can't give them the power to do that. So take back your power. plant your own roots, water your own tree, and then when you get broken up with, or you get discarded for somebody else, or you find out they're cheating on you or whatever, you are ready to pick up your tree and take your tree and leave. Like you take your basketball court, like if you're playing basketball or your kids are playing some kind of sport and the kid loses, they take their ball home. It's my ball. I'm taking my ball home. I ain't playing no more. Anyways, y'all, I really, truly want y'all to win, y'all. It bugs me when y'all don't win. I promise you it does. Anyways, y'all, if y'all heard it in the background, my Zoom call just started. Another Zoom call just started. So I got to hop off here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. You know, my podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me. Please, please, please. And thank you. Really appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.